my pretty Fraulein.
Hello, friends. This is Gail S. Halverson, the Berlin Candy Bomber, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. On the way back, have a good day.
It hurts to know she's out there, somewhere east of West Berlin.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, here on the other side of the second hour of the Way Back Show, here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. We're still coming to you, as always, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, as well on the shores of the St. Lawrence Seaway. With that all mentioned, we're paying tribute to legendary Stonewall Jackson today, but I would like to break right now for a special double feature of a man who would have celebrated his 99th birthday last Sunday, and however passed away on September 12th, 2008. That is the legendary Charlie Walker. With that shared, I would like to pay tribute to Charlie today with a double feature of his great honky-tonk style songs. First, we'll hear from Charlie's signature song called Pick Me Up On Your Way Down. Then we'll follow with I'll Catch You When You Fall. With that, I would like to also send these out to my good friend Charlton Walker, who is the son of Charlie Walker. Welcome, friends, and happy listening here on this great channel.
You were mine for just a while, now you're putting on the style, and you've never once looked back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy, then they'll take away your crown. A million tears since you left the old hometown. You changed, they say, and the great white way is your new stomping ground. It's plain to see you've forgotten me, for you never write or call. But I'll be around when they let you down, and I'll catch you when you fall. You when you fall, there's no one else but you. Now you're flying high, but honey, by and by, you're gonna cry for love that's true. So when you're uptown, baby starts giving you the stall, I'll be around when they let you down, and I'll catch you when you fall. They've turned your head, you're ashamed of us back home. But I'll
bet the sound of a southern bound still chills you to the bone. With your haughty pose and your uptown clothes, you're not fooling me at all. When you're feeling bad, your old country lad is gonna catch you when you fall. I'll catch you when you fall. There's no one else but you. Now you're flying high, but honey, by and by, you're gonna cry for love that's true. So when your uptown baby starts giving you the stall, I'll be around when they let you down, and I'll catch you when you fall.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special furry mascot and co-hostess to our program here this morning. With that shared, Simbush has her collection of great songs by Stonewall Jackson that are among his most beloved songs in his career. Included here, we'll hear from a classic called BJ the DJ that Hugh X. Lewis wrote and Stonewall made into a number one hit back in the 60s. Then we'll follow with a song I would like to say is among the top signature songs of Stonewall's career, that being Don't Be Angry. And then we'll wrap up Simbush's top favorites with another all-time classic, this time called I'll Go Get the Toolbox. With that, I would like to say thank you to our beloved co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky. And also welcome y'all to the Way Back with Johnny Show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heap, and that he had to be at work by five. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar, overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more. With me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time.
'tis to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you, dear, forever by my side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man. And my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. I sit there with my teardrops showing just the way I felt, looking at the emptiness the one I loved had left. My little boy said, Daddy, Mama's left us all alone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You can fix our broken home, Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy. Don't you cry 'cause Mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You should have heard my tiny boy pour courage in this man, the courage to repair our shattered world now right again. Thanks to him I found her, his words pushed me along. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You can fix our broken home, Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy.
Don't you cry, 'cause mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox, and you can fix our broken home. Yes, I'll go get the toolbox, and you can fix our broken home.
I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, now that you belong to me.
Hello there. This is Mimi Roman, first of the Brooklyn Cowgirls, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on the way back.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by none other than Stonewall Jackson, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program where I like to shine the light on Canadian Northern legends and their Canadian Northern gems. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to three festive favorites, as today in Amherstview is the annual Santa Claus Parade in Amherstview, just up the road from Kingston, Ontario here. And we're going to hear a classic by Miss Carol Baker, joined with her daughter here, Candace, and it'll be called Christmas Carol, Christmas Candy. Then we'll follow with Artie McLaren and his all-time classic, taken off an old LP record that I've got at the studio here today. It'll be a classic called Old Fashioned Christmas, and we'll wrap up with another classic Yuletide favorite. Yes, this time it'll be Wayne Rostad and his all-time classic called When Santa Comes. And with that mentioned, yes, today is the 9th of November, but it's also the annual Christmas parade in Amherstview. And then for those up our way in Cornwall, Ontario, this coming Saturday, beginning at 5 o'clock, will be the annual 54th Cornwall Santa Claus Parade. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
see the holly in the window, decorations on the Christmas tree, stockings all hung by the fireplace, hung there with tenderness and glee. Neath the tree, back home for this old-fashioned Christmas, the whole family will make it complete. You know, this time of year rather affected me, when the snow covers the mountains, the valleys, and the trees. Brings back fond memories of days of old, when I'd spend an old-fashioned Christmas with all of the folks back at home. There was my sister, my brothers, Willie and Roy, all so happy, their hearts so full of joy. So let me say to you, whether you be at home or far away, I hope you have an old-fashioned Christmas and a happy New Year's Day. Neath the tree, back home for this old-fashioned Christmas, the whole family will make it complete.
As a kid, the highlight of Christmas was that annual visit from old St. Nicholas. I'd be dreaming of Tonka toys, praying he wouldn't forget. But now Christmas Day has a whole new meaning. It isn't the toys St. Nicholas is leaving. There is a greater gift that I pray for now instead. When Santa comes, there's peace on earth for a day. When Santa comes, we take our hay, cast it away. Hosanna in the highest, peace on earth and the guns all silent. The love of Jesus flows between us when Santa comes. Jesus left us with his holy message. He said, remember always to love your neighbor. But sometimes I wonder, does the world have love enough? If the world has won salvation, it will come when the Lord of all creation gives us peace on earth, like the day that Santa comes. When Santa comes, there's peace on earth for the guns all silent. The love of Jesus flows between us when Santa comes. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Better watch out, you better not cry.
Hey Johnny, Santa Claus here wishes your many listeners at the Way Back with Johnny a very Merry Christmas. Keep playing that great country music and I'll be seeing you very soon.
Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Now friends, I would like to once again pay tribute to the Remembrance Day ceremonies coming up on Tuesday, the 11th of November. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a collection of songs, all recorded by local and Canadian artists. I like to play a collection of patriotic songs, all associated, yes, with Remembrance Day. With that, we must never forget those who gave their all so we could live in our beautiful and free country of Canada. With that shared, I would like to dedicate these to our war veterans, both past and present, with us today. Send my sincerest thanks to you, our veterans, for your supreme sacrifice and services. With that, we are going to pay tribute to a song called Our Legions, and that was recorded and written by Scotty Gartshore. Then we're going to hear an all-time classic by my good friend Percy Kenny, and he wrote a song called Lest We Forget. And then we'll wrap up with none other than a salute to our veterans with our good friend Peter Trenum from Pugwash, Nova Scotia, and a song called Alone at War. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to this very special dedication to our war veterans. Welcome in, friends.
They gave all of their tomorrows for all of our todays. The Canadian Armed Forces, the symbol of the brave. In distant lands they gave so much to keep us safe at home. And now back in our own country, the battle still goes on. With our numbers getting smaller at our local Legion halls, it's time we band together or the writing's on the wall. We've got to stand up for our legions and let them know we care. It's more than just a poppy, it's the burdens that they bear. They gave all of their tomorrows for all of our. And I'm proud to be Canadian, the free and the brave. Our politicians wave the flag and shake our veterans' hands. When it comes to giving money, it's all sent to foreign lands. So let's think about the price they paid to keep our country free and dig deep down in our pockets for our legions in great need. We've got to stand up for our legions and let them know we care. It's more than just a poppy, it's the burdens that they bear. They left their homes and families not knowing what's in store. And some didn't make it back from the horrors of the war. But those that did should have a place to come and raise a glass and be proud of the job they did and pray that peace will last. We've got to stand up for our legions and let them know we care. It's more than just a poppy, it's the burdens that they bear. They gave all of their tomorrows for all of our todays, and I'm proud to be Canadian, the free and the brave.
families and home to fight for their country so true. Their orders were clear to bring peace over there. No more fighting in this world to see. Their excitement that day slowly faded away as the week slowly turned into years. And the letters from home made them feel more alone, how they missed their dear mothers and dads. I'm writing this letter to you, Dad, to tell you that I'm coming home. In a few days, it's true, the fighting will be through. And tears, through their struggles and fears, they fought as the conflict raged on. And they prayed that one day it would all fade away, no more fighting in this world to see. I'm writing this letter through, and we'll all be together as one. A boy and a girl left their families and homes to fight for their country so true. Just a daughter and son who were loved by everyone gave their lives for their country that day.
And yes, following those classics dedicated to our veterans, we're once again back here. And it's that time in the program to pay tribute to Stonewall Jackson once again and salute our beloved furry mascot and our littlest member of our morning team, none other than Gunny, our dachshund. With that mentioned, Gunny has a collection of true ballads here this morning. First, we'll hear from Second Choice. We'll then follow that with If This House Could Talk. We'll then hear from a classic called The Big House on the Corner. And wrap up with another all-time classic called Sweetheart of the Town. With that, I would like to thank our beloved Dachshund for her contribution to today's program. And also say that, as my good buddy out there in Niagara Falls says, these are real heart songs of Stonewall Jackson. With that, welcome in, friends.
I'm always second choice. I'm never first with you. See you out with someone new, but I'll wait around while you play around and have your fun. Maybe someday you'll make second choice, your one and only one. Just when I think I'm number one, I find I'm number two. I feel the pain and hide the hurt that I go through. I live on dreams, my friends. precious dreams that never will come true. How long must I be second choice and love you like I do? I'll never change, sweetheart. I'll always be around to play the loser's part. I'll swallow pride and lock inside the heartaches that I feel. How long must I be second choice with a love so real? Second choice, I'm never first with you. Oh, how it hurts to see you out with someone new. But I'll wait around while you play around and have your fun. Maybe someday you'll make second choice, your one and only one. This house could talk, oh, what a story. Although it's only made of wood and stone, how it would brag about its days of glory when it almost became a happy home. Just came back in town to sign the papers. The house is sold now, it's no longer mine. And since the place I built for you once meant so much to me, thought I'd drop by and see it one more time. I parked the car, got out, and looked it over. The unkept lawn now seems so strange to me. That rambling rose that I set out with tender care had died. And weeds grow now where flowers used to be. I walked up close, looked through the picture window. The past was oh so clear as I looked through. I listened close and almost heard those tender words of love as I sit by the fireside with you. If this house could talk, oh, what a story. Although it's only made of wood and stone, how it would brag about its days of glory when it almost became a happy home. Can't see the ad in the morning paper. This house for sale, the owner's leaving town. He won't need it any longer. You'll like the price you'll give for the big house on the corner. Where love used to live. She was all I had, all I ever wanted. But now she's gone, so I can't stay in town. I'm the lonely man that's selling for most any price you'll give for the big house on the corner where love used to live. Sorrow left it alone and bare. I'm the lonely man that's selling for most any price you'll give for the big house on the corner where love used to live. Where love used to live. Your secret love is known to everybody in this town. No need to try, you can't deny the talk that's going round. You meet in secret places when you think no one's around. People's calling you the sweetheart of the town. Would you rather have the name sweetheart instead of wife? Oh, why not be content to trade the wrong way for the right? The kind of life you're living now, I just can't stay around while they're calling you the sweetheart of the town. Infatuation's not the kind of love that we once knew, but that's the kind you hold for him, the kind he's giving you. I'm like a puppet on a string that you can pull around while they're calling you the sweetheart of the town. You'd rather have the name sweetheart instead of wife. Why not be content to trade the wrong way for the right? The kind of life you're living now, I just can't stay around while they're calling you the sweetheart of the town. The sweetheart of the town.
Now, friends, keeping with the tradition of our program, I would like to pay tribute to one more song of Remembrance Day before I send us into the third and final hour here this morning. With that mentioned, our good old friend from Oshawa, Ontario, Big L Trainer, recorded and wrote a song called The Story of Taps many years ago, and I would like to dedicate this to Big L out there in Oshawa this morning, but it's going to be his all-time classic called The Story of Taps. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us into the third and final hour. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Well, there have been many stories written about the origin of taps. This is a popular one and one of my favorites. is a song played at the end of day, or when our young soldiers die. It's a sad, somewhat haunting song that makes some people cry. Now this is just one of the stories of the song's humble beginning. It was in the Civil War in a field near Harrison Landing in Virginia. We had the Confederate Army camped on a small strip of land, and on the other side, the Union Army. Both sides trying to make a stand. Union Army Captain Robert Ellicombe risked his life that night to retrieve a soldier he heard moaning that had been wounded in the fight. The captain didn't know if the soldier wore the blue or the gray to fight, but he dragged the wounded man to the Union Army lines that night. When the captain reached his lines and the young man's vital signs were read, it was a Confederate soldier he had found, and the wounded man was dead. The captain lit a lantern, and his body just went numb. The dead soldier that was laying there was the captain's only son. The boy had studied music in a southern town, it said. When war broke out, he joined the army. He never told his dad. The captain asked for permission for a small group to bury his son. But since he was a Confederate, they would not give him one. But out of respect for the father, he was told he could pick just one. So he picked a bugler to play the last song for his son. The father asked the bugler if there was a chance that he might play some musical notes that he had found in his son's uniform that day. The bugler played the notes found in the soldier's uniform. And this is a story, as it was told to me, of how the song called Taps was born. Now, if you ever felt the chills or listened to the words of the song, this is only one of the stories told of where the song called Taps came from.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to two classic gospel favorites as we send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program. First is going to be the true queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, and then we'll follow with another all-time classic by Mr. Stonewall Jackson and the Old Country Church. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour at 10 o'clock. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I dreamed I had gone to that city where never comes night, and I saw the bright angels in glory, I saw the fair mansions of light, I gazed for long, long years of rapture. On the face of my Savior so true, and I sang with the seraphim holy, then I dreamed I searched heaven for you, I dreamed I searched heaven. search heaven for you. I looked on both sides of the river that flows through the city of God. I searched through bright mansions celestial and streets of gold pavement I trod. The faces of saints by the million that had grown dear to me. I dreamed I searched heaven for you, searched vainly through heaven for you. Oh, won't you prepare to meet me up there, lest we should search heaven for you.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. With my friends at the old country church.